Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for 25th September through October 1st, 2010. Peace talks at stalemate as settlement activities continue. Meanwhile, settler attacks and activities increase in the West Bank following the end of the settlement freeze. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. This week, dozens were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest in the central West Bank village of Belain. International Israeli supporters joined the villagers after the midday prayers at the local mosque and marched towards the wall built on local farmlands. People demanded the halt of construction in West Bank settlements and asked Palestinian leaders to unite. As soon people reached the gate of the wall separating villages from their lands, troops stationed there showered them with tear gas. Dozens of civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. 2 years ago, the Israeli High Court of Justice ordered the Israeli military to remove the part of the wall built on Belain land, and the army still refuses to comply. Also on Friday, in the nearby Nilain village, Israeli troops used tear gas to suppress an anti-wall protest organized by the villagers and their Israeli and international supporters. People managed to get near the wall before troops fired tear gas at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the village of Nabi Saleh, also in central West Bank, villagers along with international and Israeli supporters marched after the midday prayers towards local farmers' lands where Israeli government is planning to build a wall. As soon as the people reached their lands, soldiers stationed there used tear gas and sound bombs to stop the march. A number of people were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Bethlehem, the villagers of Al-Masra held on Friday their weekly protest against the Israeli wall being built on their lands. Villagers were joined by Israeli and international supporters shortly in the protest that started after the midday prayers. As protesters were marching towards the construction site of the wall, Israeli soldiers stopped them at the entrance of the village and showered them with tear gas bombs in an attempt to force them back into the village. A number of residents and internationals were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. As Israeli-Palestinian peace talks have not moved forward, EU's Foreign Relations Chief Catherine Ashton in the region for possible mediation, while Washington's envoy George Mitchell is holding talks with both sides this week. IMEMC's Roman Mirari has the details.
An Israeli newspaper, Israel Now, reported that Israel is considering a compromise in which Israel will resume small-scale settlements building in the occupied West Bank, as well as remove some of the movement restrictions over there within the upcoming year of peace talks between the Palestinians and Israelis. The proposal was drafted during a recent meeting between Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak and American officials in Washington. According to such a proposal, the newspaper adds, Israel would only build 1,200 settlement units inside major settlement blocks under direct supervision by the Israeli government and away from media outlets. Palestinian sources, including President Mahmoud Abbas, have rejected any resumption of settlement construction and reiterated position that there can't be peace talks with settlements building going on. To Palestinian negotiator Saibi Rikad was quoted as saying this week that Israel has the clues for peace in the region. Rikad was hinting at Israeli acceptance of a freeze of settlements building before engaging in intensive peace talks within 1 year from now. On September 26, a moratorium on settlements construction came to an end, and since then, media reports said that some construction has taken place against the wishes of Palestinians and the American administration, which has repeatedly demanded Israel to stop such buildings and give a chance for peace talks to succeed. Washington is determined to observe a concrete progress in terms of Palestinian-Israeli peace talks within 1 year, leading eventually to a two-state solution. In the meantime, Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abolghait downplayed remarks by Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman in New York, in which Lieberman proposed a land swap between Palestinians and Israel and maintained that peace cannot be achieved soon. A statement by the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denied that Lieberman's remarks represented Israel's official stance regarding peace with the Palestinians. In Gaza, Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh of the Islamist Hamas Party called for rejecting all peace talks and supported continuation of the Palestinian struggle against the Israeli occupation. On the internal level, a meeting in Damascus between representatives of the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas dealt with